you remember the salary that you were offered on starting?
Only that it wasn't very much. Much lower than a male equivalent would have had. I seem to remember that. It was ever thus, wasn't it? And it still is.
Could you have tried to negotiate your salary up?
I did. Yes, I did. And also, when I was put on the board, all the male equivalents had cars, and I didn't. So I went to Jamie and said, "Where's my car?" And he was so taken aback that I got it. And it wasn't that they were being superior. It just didn't occur to them. There was a sales conference in Scotland, and we went up overnight, and the men had sleeping berths, single ones. And I was asked to share, and I said, "No. So I either get a single berth or I don't go." In a sense, it was being a feminist, but that didn't exist then. It just seemed to me that there was no reason why I shouldn't have the same privileges. And it was just that they weren't used to women in that kind of situation. This is the important element, I think, that must apply also to various other Australians who have come here. We have no idea of the class system. So we say what we think.